Ramaswamy backs Trump on arraignment, demands government tell us the truth about what's driving the prosecutions. By Hannah Blow on August 3, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is backing former President Donald Trump on legal matters ahead of Thursday's arraignment in Washington, D.C., asserting that the symbolic moment of today is something far deeper than just this case and demanding the government tell the American people the truth about the flurry of prosecutions. Trump is expected to appear before Magistrate Judge Moxila A. Upadhyaya on Thursday for charges related to the January 6 riot at the Capitol, according to reports. Standing outside of the courthouse in D.C., Ramaswamy demanded the government tell the American people the truth about the flurry of prosecutions against his competitor. "Today I'm in front of the courthouse in Washington, D.C., where the 45th President of the United States, my competitor in this race, will be arraigned later today. But I think the symbolic moment of today is something far deeper than just this case," Ramaswamy said in the video. "We live in an era of the noble lie, the so-called lie that the government tells to its people because it believes the people can't handle the truth. Why is it that we see the rise of three different indictments, three supposedly independent prosecutions at the same time in the midst of a presidential election?" he asked, explaining that it is because the government does not trust the people to select their leaders. "This is the old world view rearing its ugly head. Again, we fought a revolution in this country in 1776 for a simple idea. That we the people determine how we select our leaders and have a government that is accountable to its people rather than the other way around," he said, explaining that this no longer appears to be the case. "Today we now live in a country where when the people question that government, they are themselves the subject of scrutiny. That is wrong," Ramaswamy said, adding that he was in Nashville on Wednesday demanding the release of that transgender shooter's manifesto. He continued, "Tell the truth. Biden. Garland. Tell us the truth about what you actually told Jack Smith. Tell us the truth about the COVID origin. Tell us the truth about where the virus originated. Tell us the truth about what we know about vaccine mandates and mask mandates. Even in the recent hearing about UFOs in Congress. Just tell us the truth instead of repeatedly hiding from us the information that we need as a people. It turns out that trust is a two-way relationship. The reason that the people don't trust the government is that our government no longer trusts the people. So is this a politicized persecution through prosecution? I certainly believe it is," he said. "But it's the government's job to be transparent about exactly who told you what to bring about these prosecutions. Because the fact they're arising at the same time is no accident," Ramaswamy added. "And I think it's best that the government now be transparent with the people about what their intentions actually are. Without that transparency, we can only expect far worse in the future," he warned. President Biden actually longed for his Department of Justice, DOJ, to take action and prosecute former President Donald Trump over what transpired on January 6, 2021, as detailed in a New York Times article last year. According to that report, Biden had confided to his inner circle that he believed former President Donald J. Trump was a threat to democracy and should be prosecuted, according to two people familiar with his comments. And while the president has never communicated his frustrations directly to Mr. Garland, he has said privately that he wanted Mr. Garland to act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor who is willing to take decisive action over the events of January 6, according to the report. Related: Trump on Jack Smith's superseding indictment, "This is harassment. Look, it's not my fault that my political opponent in the Democrat Party, crooked Joe Biden, has told his attorney general to charge the leading, by far, Republican nominee and former president of the United States, me, with as many crimes as can be concocted so that he is forced to spend large amounts of time and money to defend himself," Trump remarked on the day of his arraignment. "The Dems don't want to run against me or they would not be doing this unprecedented weaponization of justice. But soon, in 2024, it will be our turn. MAGA," he exclaimed, later joking that he needs one more indictment to ensure my election.